Good Monday morning and happy Labor Day. This is the Quad Cities Station for NPR News and Talk, WVIK. Jim O'Hara here at 9:04. Liberal political activists in Illinois are urging U.S. Senator Dick Durbin to wield his legislative power and push President Joe Biden's court reforms. Durbin heads the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the progressive group Indivisible Project wants him to launch investigations into current Supreme Court justices for potential conflicts of interest. After multiple stories emerged around Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, Candace Evans with the Evanston chapter says it's time for reform.
I feel like they've taken a playbook from Trump, which is just keep lying and keep being outrageous and act like there's nothing wrong with what you're doing.
The group is also pushing Durbin to introduce legislation that would enact term limits. Evans says Durbin has not responded to their letter. The Rock Island Labor Day Parade is due to start in about 25 minutes. It'll go off at 9:30 this morning along 18th Avenue, then turn south at 24th Street, then west on 25th Avenue, before disbanding into the Rock Island High School parking lots. In sports this afternoon, the Cardinals play in Milwaukee. Tonight, the Cubs host Pittsburgh and the White Sox play in Baltimore. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, sunny with a high near 75. Overnight, mostly clear, low around 51. Tuesday, sunny, high near 78. On Think, in pursuit of a distinguished career, are we missing out on a good life? The differences between career and calling, and how we assign meaning to our vocation. That's at noon today on Think. Here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.